Donegal County Council has written to him on three separate occasions. Deputy McConnell Ogue has also met with him and asked him to meet with the flood group from Buchrana. He promised everything that he could possibly do when the floods took place in 2017, and nothing has changed, nothing has happened since. And we have the people living along the Crana River in Buchrana and along the Mull River and in other parts of Inishowen as well, who are living in fear. 2 weeks ago we had that heavy flooding and it was almost at the level that it had been at 2 years ago. Those people are living on their nerves. We have not been one of the six towns that have been prioritised for the county. We can't understand that. One other town in the county is prioritised, even though it is low risk. Buncrana is high risk. We want Buncrana moved up, although it is in the CFRAMS. It's approximately 10 years away before we're going to get any work done. That's no good. We cannot tolerate that, and we need it put up the scale and prioritised, that in Cairndonagh and other areas.
It's very telling that the issues being discussed at municipal district level this week are exactly the same issues that were discussed 2 years ago. Rivers being blocked, not enough work being done on that, not enough flood defences being forthcoming.
Absolutely. And yes, you've heard it today at our meeting where the councillors were all singing from the same hymn book. Nothing have been done. The rivers are still chock-a-block with all types of debris. We asked the OPW, will they clean them? They say it's not their responsibility. We asked Donegal County Council, and we know that it's not Donegal's responsibility. And they would do it if they were given the responsibility, but we're not. And it's bureaucracy after bureaucracy.
Finally, there was a major pilot programme carried out in Cross Malina to provide flood defences there. Buncrana very interested in emulating that. Overture has been made to the department, requests being made. No further progress there either.
No further progress. And we have asked the question, how did Cross Malina get the money? And good luck to them for getting the money. They qualified for flood barriers for each house in the town of Cross Malina. We are only asking for flood barriers and similar items for the people in our areas. We had about 15, 16, 17 houses flooded, and the ones in Burnfoot. And the ones in Burnfoot, they have been granted the funding, and that's great, but we need to get that work started as well. But we want to find out, how can we apply for the same funding as the people in Cross Malina got? It's not a big ask.